Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and damn sexy people. Hi, everybody. It's Thursday. Welcome to Conscious Creation. Conscious Creation. I'm tracking some pretty big stuff, and I want to dive right into it. One of my good friends had a heart attack. I kind of found this out after I had been experiencing a couple of days of heartburn, which I never get. I never really get anything. but I had heartburn. And then I found out that my friend had a heart attack, so I went to their house to do some work for them. Then I had an audition come up, and I went to it right afterwards. The audition was for Bayer Aspirin. I walked in, and what it was I'm sitting there with a friend. I get a text, and the text says, in 2 days, you're going to have a heart attack. And so, of course, I go buy Bayer Aspirin and everything's fine. So that's all it takes for me. There's too much around heart stuff that the universe is communicating to me that there is an opportunity to break out and know something about and shift energy with. So I want to read to you from Messages from the Body, this book, huge book, that, and you can get it on Amazon. They're very costly, but I have never known them to be incorrect. And they're the psychological backgrounds behind all illnesses. So I want to read you Heart Attack. Scrooge, they are squeezing all the joy out of the heart in favor of money, power, position, prestige, or the like. They are not expressing and manifesting love with others, now and or before. They operate out of scarcity assumptions and the belief in constricting limitations. They judge themselves a failure, and they therefore work furiously to accomplish on the job and to dominate others. They are full of tension, anxiety, resentment, and suppressed aggression. Underneath, they are a frightened child full of regret, sorrow, and remorse for a life wasted and a vast wasteland experience. Now, I want to hurry to say that one or all of those can apply, and I always test which one or ones apply to the particular person that I'm working with. This is heartburn, happiness horror, and I really want you to listen up here. They have an intense, pervasive, and clutching fear that is tripped off by their experiencing some joy or happiness. They have a horrifying sense of impending attack for undeserved joy. They are getting what they want for once, and they feel that somehow they should not, that it violates the cosmic or moral order somehow. They are anticipating retribution for the just rewards of their efforts and essence. There is an intense abandonment and betrayal paranoia based in part on past lives. Now, again, you can take one or part of those sentences. No, they don't want me to read anything else. So then I have dinner with two friends of mine that are very proficient in our work. And they asked me to look into something. And what came up was there's too much joy. So we sat down to do some work. And this is after 3 or 4 days of tracking this. When I say we're at the very highest thing or understanding, I get a no, but we're close, I get a yes, which means you probably are all going to help bring in some other stuff. But I'm going to go right to the summation, basically, of what I've gotten to. I am happy, not allowing myself to be happy. So I just want you to take a moment, look in your life, see how much more you had as far as being happy, feeling free, being healthier, yes, even more money flow in your life, and how you still are feeling maybe not happy. Now, we went to RAMSA, the white book, and I think we've been getting it, we have been getting it, as my mother said, Bass backwards. We have to choose to be joyful and peaceful in our own beingness in order to create the freedom from all the rules and regulations of the past, and they're showing me grim, so all the genetics, all the ancestral smallness, right, so that we can experience love for the world, love for others, and ultimately self-love. So in order to experience and be the experience of self-love, we have to be joy and peace within our own beingness, which means nothing outside of us is the cause of our happiness or the demise of it. And they want to go to the three imprints that are prevalent in or have been prevalent in this community because we came together to release all this stuff. It's impossible to realize the greatest good. Well, that would sort of make you happy not being happy, wouldn't it? Life is a scam, and I don't have dominion now over past life and future lives. So we're just invoking the infinity symbol, equation. Well, it is a symbol, but it's also an equation, they're saying, around all of this. I want and am choosing to live in the experience of joy and happiness and love right now. And if I am fighting that within myself, if there's a part of me that has an imprint or a belief or a miasm or any of the, you know, titles we put on in stuff, that I'm happy not allowing myself to really experience my happiness, I'm the one that gets to let that go, and I am choosing right now to do that. This started by me being aware. I got an offer for an awesome film, and good money. And instead of woohoo and just, you know, getting into the happiness, I went, well, you know, it doesn't go till the end of February. Let me wait to see if this is going to be real. Now, the deal memo signed and everything else. So that's how we, that's a really great example of how we bring to our own attention how we are fighting ourselves. And whenever we're fighting ourselves, guys, we're not in self-love, period. So the most direct way to dissolve a belief in any kind of separation from the one energy is to love ourselves. Because when we truly move into self-love, I mean, really live the experience of loving ourselves, it's not possible to feel the separation because you're engulfed with the beauty and the magnificence of you and the world. So this work, do not trivialize this work on self-love that we are embraced in and immersed in this community. Because everything that I'm doing and everything I'm doing with anybody else goes back to self-love. They want to give me something right now so that we can access this happiness about self-love and the experience of it. Claiming the infinity equation. I'm going to the sheets, first sheet. Well, okay, so the first thing is know that you're your creator. Know that you are the creator of you. When you know that, I mean, obviously, when we know that we are powerfully in control of our own being, we can respect and honor ourselves and really experience that self-love. Okay, I want to let everybody know that Susan Shadburn has lovingly agreed to be with us again in February. We're really breaking through, and this is part of it. This is all a part of really breaking through because of all the imprints in the limbic system and all that stuff that we got to. You know, everything dovetails into everything else. So she will be with us again on February 26th for another two-part webinar where she will do as much individual work as possible. But those of you that were on the call last time know that every single thing she did for everybody applied to all of us. We got to some consciousness stuff. The other thing is I'm rolling out a new month-long offering of really one-on-one dedicated time with you. As far as I know, this kind of program hasn't been done before and certainly not done by me. It's going to be, we're going to meet every morning, Monday through Friday, and I will be available by text and email to help you through anything that comes up during the day until 6 p.m. Pacific time. There's a lot of other stuff too, but that's the core of it. I sat down and thought, if I were going to work with a mentor, what kind of program would I want? And I would want access to them as my life came up in the moment. So for 1 month, we're going to do that. It's rolling out on the e-blast. I can only take, I will not take more than 90 people. That's all I can handle time-wise and serve everybody. I took me longer to figure out how many people I could handle than it did to write up the whole program. So it's definitely on a first-come, first-served basis. It will be offered first on the e-blast. Everybody gets the e-blast at the same time on Monday. And then, you know, we'll roll it out in other ways. Okay, so we're going to the calls because I want to get to much of this living the experience of happiness that we are. And I'm going to start with Phyllis in Honolulu. Hi, honey.
Oh, hey, Dee.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, I think.
Okay, well, what can I do for you? Because I know you were on Monday and I couldn't get to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just thinking about the heart. I'm trying to, I've just been feeling really you know, when I'm doing all this creative stuff, I'm not maintaining balance, or I'm just getting exhausted, or I don't know.
I get the highest word is unhappy. You feel unhappy.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Well, and I'm with you. This is what I've been experiencing. When you're unhappy, you don't have energy. When you're unhappy, you're kind of lethargic. And it's so freaking foreign to me. It's just, you know, you guys know me. I'm like bouncing off the walls energy. So that's what we do to get ourselves to really focus on what our subconscious or our higher self is trying to tell us. So what's going on with a guy in your life, Phyllis?
A guy?
Yeah.
Boy, you went right to it. there was this guy that I was keeping in touch with back in New Mexico. And just the more I talked to him, the more I just realized, you know, there's no reason.
Well, now you see, I get a no on that.
Really?
That's what you created for yourself. And that's exactly, they're saying, what we're talking about. So you really liked this guy. You liked him.
No, something before I started talking to him on the phone, I did. But the more I talked to him, it's just, you know, the Catholicism, the this, the that. It just became like, you know, it's like this is not a match.
Well, okay, so again, it goes to no. So let's figure out.
Oh, my God.
Well, no. This is great because this is part of us understanding us. And
I'm aware of it.
It's part of exactly what I'm going through, and if it's what we're going through and everybody else is on the call, I guarantee you it's theirs somewhere too. So we're invoking the Infinity Equation Sheets book. Give me a song.
New York.
Okay. I want to wake up
from New York.
In a city that doesn't sleep. Okay. It's a love song. It's a love song to New York, that song. What it is I want to wake up in the city that doesn't sleep to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. Right? So without you, I don't experience my greatness. The other side of that is I want to have a relationship. I want to have a relationship. But when I get in the relationship, I don't experience my greatness. So either way you look at it, it represents that thing outside of ourselves that we allow to keep ourselves out of the experience of being happy. And again, we have to be whole, complete, and perfect within ourselves. So we have to go, okay, I'm fabulously and incredibly happy within myself, and now I'm, if I so choose, going to create a relationship, whether it's with money or a man or my body or anything. Whatever relationship I create now is going to rock with happiness because I'm happy within myself.
Okay. I just find this, you know, I don't like texting. I find this talking on the phone, you know, it's just...
Okay, but it's not about that, Phyllis.
Okay, I just...
You set all these things up,
You
know, so that you either attract the wrong people or you push the right people away. Because you're not going to be happy with anybody because you're not happy with Phyllis.
Really? Wow.
Highest, most correct, most complete. Now, I want everybody to understand that this is a metaphor for I am, well, hold on. Let me read exactly what they gave me. Mm-hmm. I am happy not allowing myself to be happy. So what do we want? I am happy accepting all my happiness, experiencing all my happiness, living in all of my happiness. That is when I am truly happy, and I'm allowing that right now, all my resistance to being the experience of happiness, I allow fall away. And so it is. And there's nothing else. That's what it's all representing, Phyllis.
I have one more question. I just felt that this is somebody, I just attracted the wrong person.
Well, but that's kind of your history. And so if we don't want to keep repeating the patterns that we've been repeating, and if you've had more than one experience of it, even in the last year, it's a pattern. Most of us have been having the same experiences like this for years or lifetimes, right? The pattern isn't going to change until the pattern within us changes. And the pattern within us isn't going to change until we are happy being happy. Because if we're happy being unhappy, we keep feeding ourselves by not experiencing our happiness. And therefore, we have to keep creating or thwarting that happiness in some way. That's all there is, baby. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
That was huge. Yeah, I know. Well, sit with it and just let it, don't fight it, let it run through you and release it. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Love you.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to Barbara in Vancouver. Hi, honey.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I'm phoning. I wanted to talk with you directly to thank you for last Thursday's call, and also the woman who called in to the webinar, and to last Thursday, the one who was breech birth.
Yes.
And when you made the statement to her that she felt it wasn't safe to be born into this world, I just started to cry. And it's getting me upset again. Anyway.
No, honey. That's just your heart feeling the truth for the first time. So that's okay. Don't judge yourself for that.
Oh,
that's
I'm not.
A good release, you know?
Yeah, I'm not. It's just my voice is getting shaky here.
Well, we'll put up with your shaky voice.
Okay. Anyway, so I did all the, you know, what the stuff, invoking the cocktail infinity and stuff, equation and whatnot, and the next morning, like every morning, as long as I can remember, that instant when I wake up, I feel sad. I have felt sadness. And more recently, there was, like, sometimes I felt dread. But always that instant of waking up, I felt sadness until after last Thursday. And I woke up and I felt no sadness.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, Barbara, how beautiful.
And I actually felt joy.
Oh, sweetheart.
I really feel. Oh, I'm sorry.
Has it continued for you, Barbara?
Yeah, it has.
Beautiful.
It has. And
well, you know, that makes a lot of sense with what we're talking about, because how can we be happy being happy if we don't accept ourselves in this world and don't feel safe to be in it and don't feel like we belong?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. And just listening to, you know, your introduction, and you just talking to Phyllis, but meaning to the introduction, and it was like, whoa, yeah, this is all, it's all dovetailing. And anyway, so I just wanted to thank you directly, and also the woman who had phoned in, starting with the webinar, speaking with Susan, and then she phoned again on the next day when you continued on with the work last Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I really appreciate, you know, her work with you. And it's just made a huge difference, and I'm just so grateful.
Oh, And we're all grateful to hear that from you, because we get to experience it with you, and that's what this work is all about. So know that you've touched hearts the same way as she touched you, and that's how we come together as a collective to really blossom and be happier people. I'm thrilled for you, Barbara, and I'm thrilled for me that I got to hear it and experience it with you. Thanks, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Oh, how beautiful. Isn't that what it's all about? Just a call from somebody that says, hi, Dee, I'm happier. Oh, beautiful. Becky in Albuquerque, hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Good. You know, it's funny, the first call was about relationship, and that's what I was going to call in about, because I had a relationship end that was a four-year relationship, and I felt like maybe I was missing some, you know, kind of discernment about it.
Well, they're saying, again, we're going back to the relationship with yourself.
Okay.
And she, give me a movie.
Frankenstein.
Okay. Well, that sounds funny, but it tells me exactly what it's about. Because Frankenstein, the world perceived him as horrific and dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But he was really very gentle until everyone turned against him. And then he became what everybody thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So you tell me how that applies to you.
Mm.
Where are you leaving who you are because of what someone thinks you are?
Well, you know, the other day when you were talking about imprints, I realized that one of the things that came up for me was the world doesn't recognize my magnificence, my talents.
Yep.
And so I feel like it's connected to that in some way.
It is connected to that in some way. So let's just walk through this, everybody, because, again, let me remind you how I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me,
mm-hmm.
is the three-parter that needs to be in place. So basically, you're saying to me, I see the world as a world that cannot and does not see how magnificent I am.
Yeah.
So how can you attract a man who says, you're freaking magnificent.
Right, got it.
And how, if you do attract them, how can you experience that sheer joy and happiness of, oh my gosh, I'm in a relationship with a man who sees how magnificent I am. I get to share my magnificence with him and the world. And just shine it out, because you can't do that because you don't think the world sees it.
Mm.
So even if you attract somebody that sees it, you're not going to live in the experience of it with them, or you're going to thwart it in some way, because you have got to match your belief, which is the world doesn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You with
mm-hmm.
me?
I am.
Okay.
I get
so,
it.
Tell me what you're turning around into a new belief and what the new belief is then.
Yeah, that I am magnificent and this is reflected back to me in the universe.
Yeah, the whole flipping universe sees how magnificent I am. Can you feel that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you feel it? All right.
Yeah,
'cause I really want you to feel into it. Remember, everybody, feeling into the experience is more important than the words.
Mm-hmm.
The universe responds to the new experience. Words
mm-hmm.
just represent experience. So the more you can do in your pretend time with your little girl to daydream and just see the world bowing down to you and applauding you and going just full of love for you and going, oh my God, isn't she magnificent? Just play in that arena for a while and watch how much happier your life gets.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, there's nothing else. And, of course, that's for all of us. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I mean, this show so far is exactly everybody's in alignment, you see, and bringing in the things we have to bring into balance. So stay conscious, please. Hi, Debbie in New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Dee in California. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. I just had to call in today. I don't always get a chance to listen to Thursday's show, but I have been experiencing indigestion myself, which is very unusual for me, as well as some, I wouldn't say chest pain, but just some sensation in my chest area. So,
okay, I'm not a doctor, and if you feel like you need to have this checked out, you should do so.
Oh, I don't. I don't feel like I need to have it checked out.
Well, I'm just saying I work energetically,
right?
And we know that energy can ultimately affect the body if we do not address it. And I went over on, I think it was actually last Thursday's show, about how one thing builds on the other if you don't address it. So we are going to the body book, and we're going here. The phrase that we're going to for you is they are getting what they want for once, and they feel that somehow they should not, that it violates the cosmic or moral order somehow, and that is an imprint, and that is an imprint that all of us share. So can you speak to that? Are things kind of breaking open in your life?
Some things. I mean, I feel like money has gotten a little easier, even with me having lost my job last September. But I have conflict with that because I feel like, okay, it's good. But then I think to myself, how long is it going to be good? So,
well, that's exactly, baby, that's exactly what I said at the beginning of the show. So that is not allowing yourself to live in the experience of the happiness.
Right. Aware of it. I am aware of it when those thoughts come in.
Yeah, but it's a true statement. You don't turn them around in the moment.
I don't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Being aware of them is not going, you know, you're not saying, all right, Debbie, seriously, this is BS.
Well, sometimes I do.
Everything's going better.
Sometimes I hear you and I say, stop it.
Yeah, stop it. And again,
right.
Everybody should go to, you know, the internet and pull up Bob Newhart, stop it, and watch it, because you'll get it. So if we were to apply Bob Newhart, stop it, I'm saying to you, stop it or I'll take all your money away and not let you get a job.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay. You see, but that's what your fear is.
Yeah.
So do you want to live your fear? If you don't want to live your fear, then stop it.
No, I don't want to live my fear.
Okay.
But part of that day, though, for me is I lost my job in September, and I don't know if I necessarily want to have another job at this point.
You don't.
Okay.
So why can't you be okay with that? You've got money coming in anyway. Isn't that what half the people on the call would like?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, okay, so I just get to sit here and play and fart around in my life, and the universe brings me money anyway. How cool is that? But you see, we don't think we deserve that.
Right. Okay.
So.
Yep.
Can you start deserving just being happy? You don't have to earn happy, guys. You just have to be happy.
Just have to be happy.
And that's why they said, hold on, I got to get back to my notes because it came in right before the show, that we want to create that experience of joy and peace in our beingness. And that gives us the freedom not to buy into the rules and regulations of, oh, well, you got to work hard for a living. Which allows us to live more in love and be in the experience of love. You got it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so we're all bringing that into balance. I'm divine love. And expanding that out with the infinity equation, so it is. Is there anything else we have to do? No. Just live in the experience of it now, baby cakes. Thanks for calling.
Hey. Thank you, Dee.
All right, we're going to Miss Anita in Ireland. Haven't talked to you for a while, honey. How are you?
Hi, Dee. Great to talk to you again. I'm good, thank you.
Good. You don't sound very good. You sound kind of na-na-na-na-na-na.
I kind of feel a bit like that as well, but up until today, everything has been great.
Okay, good.
I've been having a challenge for the last, say, about the last 2 months with my knee. So what happened was I set the intention for 2014 that I would have an awesome year and that I would create awesome health. And since then, I've been challenged with my knee.
And yes, and that's exactly, again, what we're talking about. You, in order for you to have an awesome 2014, you have to pay for it somehow.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So I'm happy, not allowing myself to be happy.
Oh, gosh.
Guys, this is one of, they're saying, the oldest energy imprints in mankind, is that you have to earn your right to live. You have to earn your right to be here. You have to earn your right to be happy. You know, that's what our last caller was about. I have to earn the right to have money, even.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a new thought, but can you allow yourselves to play in the new thought? Everything can just be delivered to you. And that you can live in the state of happiness as a birthright, not as anything you have to earn or work for. That's what your knee is representing. And I'm sure Susan can help you, could help you with this on the next webinar, but, and, you all know, whether it's me or Susan or a doctor or a witch doctor or whatever, you do your own work.
Yes.
You direct your energy. All right, knee, I'm telling you, I'm going to be happy stepping out into the most amazing 2014 I can have. And thanks for the heads up. Thanks for bringing my attention to the fact that I felt like I had to pay somehow for this. But that's old. That's my old story. I'm telling every piece of my energy that exists anywhere to allow that to be released right now in any and all imprints and in wherever I exist. I'm releasing that.
Yep.
Okay? And in its place, it is my right and my birthright to experience and be the experience of happiness for no reason. Again, that's what the red dot exercise trains us to do. All right, baby?
Yeah, that's super. I've got it. Thank
you. All right. Thanks, love. Great to talk with you again.
Thanks.
And we're going to Cameron in Washington. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. It's really good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to call in to thank you in person. I wrote you an email, but I also wanted to thank you in person for bringing forward the email I sent you when you spoke with Susan, the email about my daughter who has seizures. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, darling.
Yeah, and my husband and I listened to it, and we're just doing a lot of thinking about that. And I look forward to hearing her again. The reason that I'm calling, though, this morning was something struck me when I was listening to the recordings of last Thursday's and this past Monday's show. And there was a woman who called in and said, "What if it were easier than I ever imagined?"
Yep.
And then on Monday, you said, press the easy button. And
yep.
I have a tendency to look for the difficult and make things difficult. And I had a perfect example yesterday. My husband and I, and he's here with me, we started a small business partway through last year. And we got something in the mail a couple weeks ago that we have to file our business taxes. And I hate doing things like that. It's just draining for me. And so yesterday I finally said, okay, we got to do this. So we opened the envelopes and I'm reading through this whole thing and just dreading it. And then all of a sudden he said, oh, all you have to do is check this box because we haven't made enough money in our small business to meet the threshold. All you have to do is check the box and seal the envelope, put on a stamp, and send it. And I went, oh, it's far easier than I ever imagined.
Yeah. Now, let me put something to you, my beautiful person, and I do this in love, but there's a big lesson to be taught here about how we all come into play together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say this belief is more than a belief, and it's actually an imprint, which means it's imprinted in your energetic pattern that you have to make things difficult.
Yes, and my husband is shaking his head, yes.
Well, do you see how your daughter is helping you play that out? And oh, I know that's going to hit your heart, but I want you to make a connection there.
Yeah. Yes, and I did say in my email to you, I keep wondering what lessons I am to learn through what my daughter's going through. Yes.
Well, maybe she came in to teach you and take you to the brink of I'm sick and tired of making this difficult. I've got to shift that belief.
Uh-huh.
I did too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You see, we all come in to help each other expand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we shift us, Cameron, you know the world around you shifts. For example, I was always a lot about control because I came from a family of alcoholics with no stability, no money. And so it was very urgent in me that I controlled every aspect of my life. So I thought, well, you know, now I'm ready to get pregnant. So, of course, I couldn't for 6 years. I had no control.
Uh-huh.
And then she was 2 weeks late. And then I went through 25 hours of labor with her.
Wow.
And then she was one of the strongest kids I ever knew. So she came in to say, okay, Mom, I'm going to help you with this control thing by letting you know you don't have it most of the time. So how can you relate to me, the person you've waited for all your life, that everybody said you'd never have, this miracle that you've created? How can you relate to me now when you can't have any control over me at all?
Yes. Oh, I.
Okay.
Just,
you know, and I hesitate to say this because I hesitate to say it and I'm urged to say it. You and your husband are on a brink of breaking through to some really big stuff within yourselves.
Okay.
She's been the catalyst for this. Okay?
I can believe that, yeah.
You don't need her to be the catalyst for anything. You just need to address the stuff in yourself. That's going to be the biggest way I'm getting right now that you can help her want to heal herself. Because let's go to our animals, and I don't mean to equate your daughter with an animal, but, you know, our beloved furry friends come forward oftentimes to take on our struggles, right? And to absorb things from us so that we do not have to participate in them in this life. And I want you to let Sophie know that you're going to get your stuff together and you don't need her drama anymore to do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
push the easy button, Cameron. Okay?
You.
Thank
yeah.
you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. You have
you
a great
bet.
Day.
Much love to you.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, so if everybody is staying conscious, what they just brought in then is it can all be easy. It can all be easy. The experience of joy is easy. Okay, and I'm going to Lee in Nebraska. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Got a question about my son. You helped us a while back with his neck, which helped him be balanced, and it helped him with his dizziness issues. Well, now I don't know if this is the same issue or not, but it seems to be the same, playing out the same way, where he's having trouble staying grounded. He goes outside to take a walk, and he feels like he's going to fall over.
Yeah, it's not the same issue. It's the issue that we're talking about. It's like, holy hell, I did it. I miraculously got better. I was back to normal. I was feeling right. And
yeah.
And do I deserve this? Deserving
yeah,
is up big time today, guys. You know, it is what they're telling me right now is that it is a deeply embedded, yes, imprinted belief in our energetic system of the collective consciousness that we have to pay for our good. We have to pay for our health. We have to pay for our money. We have to pay for our relationships. Somehow, we have to pay. Wow. When I'm talking about this, I can feel the heartburn again, which I didn't have at all. So that tells me they're interconnected.
Yeah.
Right? So what's the highest thing that we can claim here? They're showing me his head and his neck. So it's not a mental thing. We're going, okay, now they're showing me the heart. So we're going to an experience. We want to claim that I am the experience of, oh my God, that's the highest word, fun. I thought it would be love. They said no. I thought it would be joy. They said no. I am the experience of fun. Now, that makes a lot of sense because, I threw my daughter's big engagement party last Saturday. Oh my God, what an affair. And I was getting ready to go, and I thought, what's wrong with me? I have no energy. I just feel all just blah. And it just didn't make any sense to me. And my boyfriend said to me, oh, honey, you'll come around as soon as the DJ plays I Think I Can Dance, everything, you'll be out there and you'll have energy. And he's absolutely right. But what, even though he was joking, what that meant was you can turn your own energy around, but you got to get happy. So then I had to look at why I wasn't happy and what the base was for me was that my beloved Christopher, her daddy, here come the tears, was not here to participate with us in this. As soon as I realized what it was, all my energy flowed again. I said, I know you're here anyway. I know you're here with us. I wish you were here in embodiment. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to have a good time because that's what you want. And all my energy came back and all my joy came back once I realized what it was. So now, Lee, they're asking, does he have a girlfriend?
Not that I know of. May have.
Does he have a sister?
I mean, if he does, it'd be like an online thing.
Does he have a sister?
Yeah.
Somehow, the sister and the girlfriend, if there is a girlfriend, or his want to have a girlfriend, has something in common. So just tell me about his relationship with his sister.
Well, they get along pretty well. They do have fun together.
Okay. Is that where we're going? That's where we're going. He's just, and it's what came in with my friend when I had dinner this last week, is subconsciously he's going, I'm just having too much fun now. I shouldn't have, there's just too much fun, too much joy. And
this is
so,
because
yeah, go ahead.
We just had a conversation, and he said, his realization was, I'm not having fun. My life is not fun.
See, I get a big no on that.
Really?
He's not having the experience of fun. That's true. And he's not having the experience of fun because he's not allowing himself to, because he's sad that it's so easy now and he needs to pay for it.
My.
So again, we're back to I'm happy not allowing myself to be happy. Now, hold on. There's something else coming in. We're going to the sheets. We're going to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. All right. Well, this is for all of us, guys. So listen up. I don't think I have enough energy to just be happy.
Wow.
Highest effect, most complete. That's the culmination of the biggest belief / imprint. I don't have enough energy to be happy just for the sake of being happy. I have to have a reason. I have to have a person. I have to have money. I have to have sex. I have to have something or somebody in order for me to experience the full breadth of happiness that I am. Okay? So we're all coming together today. Wow, what a call. Wow, what a call. I'm going to have to listen to this one. We're coming together. We're claiming divine love. I am divine love. We're invoking the infinity equation. We're saying absolutely, I am the God of me. That is the energy to, and that does love myself and experience the joy that I am just for the sake that I am. I am the God of me that is the experience of joy and fun and happiness and love. And so it is.
Beautiful.
Yep. And
well, let
thank
me just
him
ask-
for bringing that in, please.
I will. I'm going to share this with him, and as far as that goes, he usually gets it right away when I share it with him. So, but he did something he really had been waiting to do for a long time the other day, and he said it wasn't, you know, he was expecting it to be so great, and it wasn't. And so I wondered if that was creating I'm not happy unless I'm unhappy
thing. But he did not let himself experience that it was.
It was fun, but he didn't let himself experience it.
Yeah, because just listen to your words. He'd been trying to do it for a long time, and he finally did it. And if he didn't have the experience of greatness and happiness around that, he was keeping himself from the experience of that.
Oh, okay.
So if he has a belief, and he did, has had, the belief that I don't have the energy to experience the happiness that I am experiencing, he can't experience it, honey.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yeah.
So it's balanced now. He's got to know that he's in charge of feeling that 24/7, whether he does anything to feel it or not.
Well, as far as the grounding goes, if he gets this peace, then that'll come together, right? Because he'll be able to choose the joy and the fun and the happiness of himself.
Yes,
the experience of
it. I am joyfully experiencing being grounded.
Good.
And I'm the energy that grounds me.
Okay.
He's
wonderful.
A very advanced being, Lee, you know that. And he's going in and out of worlds. And he doesn't have to do that. He's the power that grounds himself. But he has to be joyful in the experience of that power. Okay?
Yes, perfect. Thank you, Dee, so much.
You bet, sweetheart.
Excellent.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had another hour with you guys. I cannot prolong the show on Thursday, as you know. What a show. I'm going to have to recap all of this. And again, thank you to Susan Shadburn for saying that she would be with us yet again for another webinar. Please look Monday for this amazing intensive program that I'm rolling out for April. Your heart will know if you're called to do it with me and with the rest of the group. Until we meet again, you amazing, incredible people that want the highest truth. Love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves more for no reason, because that's what it's all about. I love you.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.